choices that I made for you.
I say Ja Rastafari with no apology. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Recording date, November 23rd, 2014. And Stevie Wonder teaching us again. As we are, some of us, disappointed with the decisions of those made by those in power, not in power, but seated in the place of representation, representing the wicked forces of this wicked system. Once again, the judicial system, it may be said, has let the people down, but we who study these things are not surprised. We know and we understand who control, those that control this system, those that control the fraternal order of the police, those that control the judicial system, those that control the presidency, those that control Congress and Senate and prison industrial complex and war industrial complex, all of those who are willing technocrats doing the bidding of their wicked masters, you've done nothing. We have no faith in you. We, the masses of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, are now going to begin to have faith in ourselves, faith in the Almighty, faith in the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves, and we are now going to be cultivating new leadership that will bring in the new Jerusalem, the new civilization, the new corporations, the new systems, the new institutions. We say to those technocrats who are in front of our face night and day, pretending that they love us, pretending that they are doing right by us, whether they are attorney general, whether they are chief of police, whether they are chief prosecutor, whether they are whatever their title may be, we say you've done nothing. You've done absolutely nothing, and we are no longer going to listen to your tune. Thank you, Stevie Wonder. We are being born again. Immaculate Conception, virgin birth, resurrection, through the study of the zodiac and the sign of Virgo, which is the virgin, teaching us that this concept of virgin birth is an ancient concept from Africa, teaching about the whole of the universe. How was the universe birthed? When you look at the word creation, it says in the beginning, the gods and the goddesses, that word is Elohim, the gods and the goddesses created the heavens and the earth, or the heaven and the earth. The word created in the African Hebrew language, one of the definitions is birth. So we're looking at the birth of the universe. We're looking at the birth of Christ as the light of the universe, the light, the fire, the hydrogen light of the universe, that field of light that transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe that we have today. That birth of light, no human being in the form that we are had any hand in that birth. No human being in our current form had any hand in the birth of the universe. That is the virgin birth. That is the Immaculate Conception. And Jeremiah 1 and 5 teaches us that we were alive in that time, in the waters of noon, receiving instruction from the Almighty. The word new does not only mean that the Almighty knew us, but that we knew the Almighty and were receiving knowledge and wisdom and instruction from the Almighty. We were alive and pre-existed our physical incarnation. No human being in our current form had any hand in that birth, that is virgin birth, Immaculate Conception. When you see the sun going through the zodiac and going into the time of fall, that is the time of death. That is the time that you must watch out for things being done in the dark that are not good. Darkness is not evil, but you can misuse, abuse, and misappropriate the birth chamber, which is triple darkness. And then in that time, your lower passions, your lower regions, you must check them. And the signs of the zodiac teach us how we can check our lower passions and how we can use our talents and characteristics to check our lower passions. And as you see the sun going through winter, that's the fall of man, the fall of mankind, the fall of the human being. And then when you see the sun coming up on the other side of the zodiac into Pisces and into Aquarius, I'm not looking at it right now, I'm trying to go on memory. But when it comes up through the other side, coming up through the water signs, coming up through Aquarius, coming up through, I believe, Pisces, coming up through Aries. These are the water signs. These are the signs of birth. The waters are the waters of noon. The womb is the womb of Nanette, that birth reality. And so the sun is born again, resurrected, teaching us that we have the power to be born again, to be resurrected, to be Immaculate Conception, virgin born, virgin birth. What human being in our current form has anything to do with that rotation of the sun and being born again every year in that born again birth cycle of the signs of the zodiac? So, chapter 42, verse 16, we want to be born again. We want to live the life that the Almighty has ordained for us to live. And so we see that Job lives a fabulous life. And remember, Job is defined as the hated ones, the enemies, those who are loathed. So I'm talking to every poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. We who are hated by the system, we who oftentimes hate each other And we who oftentimes hate our own selves, hate our own culture, hate Africa, hate black, hate everything that has come through Africa and through African culture, we're going to reverse that and love each other, love one another, and love the African ancestors, love the African knowledge and wisdom and understanding, because Africa is the root of all knowledge. Africa is the first teacher of all sciences. So in order to facilitate our birth and resurrection, this is what we are going to have to do. Come out of hating each other. Come out of hating the roots of culture. Come out of hating the roots of knowledge, the roots of wisdom, which is Africa. Come out of hating the African ancestors. Get rid of all of this hatred and begin to love one another like the Almighty has commanded that we love one another. So Job lived, and the word lived in the African Hebrew language is kaya, and that struck me very deep, because you and I that are fans of Bob Marley, who love reggae music and Bob Marley music and Wailers music, there was an album titled Kaya. And in Jamaica, kaya is another word for ganja. And even in ganja, you hear ja. And some say the Ganges in Hinduism. So these words describing plants and herb life are ancient, ancient words. And so one of the words for ganja is kaya. And so kaya here is here in the African Hebrew language. Bob Marley said in the song, got to have kaya now. So he's saying, I don't have kaya yet, but I got to have kaya. And then he goes on to describe his consciousness at that time without the kaya. He says, I feel so high, I even touch the sky above the falling rain. I feel so good in my neighborhood. So here I come again. Got to have kaya now. So in the song, he didn't have the kaya, but he is feeling high. So high that he touched the sky above the falling rain, above the waters of noon, in that state of consciousness, in that waters of noon consciousness, in that born again, in that resurrection, in that Immaculate Conception, in that virgin birth consciousness. We feel so high, we touch the sky above the falling rain, and we feel so good in the neighborhood. No more home invasions, no more hatred in the neighborhood, no more FBI informants and snitches coming into our communities and neighborhoods to see if we are willing to overturn the system, and then they return back to the FBI and the CIA to tell the technocrats what we are doing in the way of liberation. No more of that, because everywhere will be love and peace and truth and justice and righteousness. This is the day that we are working towards, but we must be born again. We must be resurrected. We must be Immaculate Conception and born of the Virgin. So in the African Hebrew language, the word kaya is lived. Job lived. The hated one lived and prospered. So all of we who catch hell, all of we who catch hatred, our day of living is coming. Our day of prospering is coming. Our day when all will be liberated is coming, and is soon to come, and is quicker to come when we become resurrected and born again and virgin birth and Immaculate Conception. So the word kaya in the African Hebrew language has to do with living, lived, live or live, to have life, to live forever. Look, sisters and brothers, scientifically, It is only this physical structure in its current form that has barrier and limitation and goes back to the earth. But that life that was in the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, all of this is sanctified and holy. Holy anatomy analysis. That life that was in that life germ, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that life that is you and me is eternal. No beginning, no ending on that life, but a beginning and an ending to the physical structure that holds the life. But this life, this word kaya, is to live forever. Now, ha and ha het. Ha is infinity and boundless and no barrier. And that word is masculine. And the word ha het is feminine and is defined as barrier and boundary, teaching us of time. The African ancestors taught us the concept of time in the African's narrative of the construct of creation through looking at noon, Ptah, and Atum. And Atum goes into the waters of noon and calls forth noon and nonet and calls forth ha and hahet, and ha is infinity. Ha is no barrier, no boundary, is masculine, because the seed of life, germ of life, comes from the male, comes from the masculine, and that seed that holds the eternal life, that life is eternal, eternal, no beginning, no ending. The hahet is feminine because she gives that finite flesh to the eternal seed of life. And hahet, the sacred divine feminine, teaches us of barriers and boundaries, teaches us that there are realities in the universe that have a limit of time. And so our minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that wickedness has a limit of time. A nation going on the path of wickedness has a time limit. The wicked ruling class and ruling families have a time limit, and that time is up, and that time limit is now, and it is up to us, the masses of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. It is up to us to get into the waters of noon, which are eternal, and get into the reality of time infinite, so that we can tune in to truth and justice and righteousness and freedom and justice and equality and love and camaraderie and friendship. These are limitless, timeless qualities of the universe that are in tune with the E equals MC squared, are in tune with the energy, spirit, disposition of the universe, which is the spirit, energy, disposition of life eternal. Eternal life and all the characteristics and qualities and talents that have league and union with eternal life. Life eternal. All those Africans teaching us of time, energy, and space. This African knowledge is so deep. And with this as a base, we can go anywhere and study anything. Kaya is also defined as sustain life. The whole universe is designed to sustain our lives, to sustain life. But the system is designed to destroy life, not to sustain our lives. This word Kaya is defined as live and is it perilously? Let me see Paris. Let me try to hit this word Paris to see exactly the definition. Let me see now. Paris. Not Paris, but Paris. Paris. Hope I'm spelling this correctly. Let me spell it like I've written it in my notes and see what I can see. Perilously, or is it porously? I may have to skip over this word and come back to it. Perilous or porous. Defined as something full of tiny holes. I don't think that's what that is. So I'll get to that word perilously at another time. But Kaya is also defined as quickened, to be alive, which teaches us that the system makes us dead. The system short circuits those attributes of ourselves that cause us to move for liberation and freedom. So, did it not say something of Christ and the Holy Spirit working to quicken the human being, a quickening spirit? Because the system makes us docile. The system freezes us. In this Illuminati Masonic order, which gives us 33 degrees of the 360 degrees of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, 33 degrees is barely above freezing. I believe the degree of freezing is 30 or close to 30. So 33, you're still kind of frozen. You're thawing, you're moving, but you're still kind of frozen. So this Kaya or Kaya is quickened, a quickened life. We are being quickened now to move, to not be paralyzed, to move for freedom. And it's going to take born again, resurrection, born of the Virgin, immaculate conception. This word Kaya is defined as be alive, restored. Restored to life and to health and to revive and to be quickened from sickness and discouragement and faintness and death and to be restored to life. So the system full of disease, full of discouragement. Have you ever been so discouraged, so melancholy that you couldn't move, you felt paralyzed, and someone, something, some type of thought had to trigger a spark within our consciousness to cause us to begin to move again, to spark our life again, to spark light a fire under us so that we would move now. And so this Kaya is quickening us from discouragement, from being faint. Don't let the system faint us, make us faint and make us weary and make us not want to continue to move for total liberation. To be restored, to be alive, to cause to grow. And so we are growing in this womb of the Virgo, of the Virgin, this birth that takes place without the hand of the human in our form that we are in, this birth process depicted to us by the sun and the study of the hydrogen zodiac sun in the zodiac going through the 12 signs, teaching us how we are to be born from the Virgin. Then we see, oh yeah, and Kaya, you have Ka and you have Ya. Now Ka is the word for spirit coming from the ancient Kamites or Kamites in Egypt. These Kamites or Kamites use the word Ka for spirit, the spirit of the Almighty in the universe within ourselves, our original spirit energy disposition, which is the spirit energy disposition of the universe, which is the spirit energy disposition that causes mass, matter, material, universe, times the speed of light squared, MC squared, C squared, speed of light squared, 186,284 miles per not second, but per half a second, because you square that speed. And so Ka is spirit, spirit energy disposition. In the African Hebrew language, Ruach Ka, Kadosh. You hear the Ka there. And Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, and she's feminine because she's our mother. Now, Ka, but you have Yah, Kaya. Yah is the short form of Yahuwah. Yahuwah, 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 or Yahweh, or Jehovah, but no J in the African Hebrew language. Take the J and put the Y there. Now you have the African Hebrew rendering of that word, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Trying to say that word correctly, but you see what I'm saying. So, Kaya, Kayahuwah, 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 Kayahuwah. Yahuwah is the word for what? Existing and living. So we're dealing with the same concepts. Numbers chapter 11, Yahuwah, the Lord, Yahuwah, we see that Yahuwah begets and Yahuwah conceives. So Yahuwah is father and Yahuwah is mother at the same time, existing and living and giving life and existence to all that has ever existed, all that exists now, and all that ever will exist. And Haya, there's that Yah again. Haya 1961 on the Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Haya is the word for be, to cause to be, to cause to exist, to cause to come to be, to come to exist. That word that teaches us that there is a cause. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. These effects, which are the universe and ourselves in the universe, who and what caused our existence? Who or what Haya our existence? That word Haya is teaching us that Yahuwah is the cause that has caused all to exist, that has caused our being, is the cause that has caused us to be and live and exist and have life and have existence and be sustained in this universe. It's a wonderful thing to understand that this is absolutely scientific and the science of the African ancestors. So let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.